Your fresh inspiration for today. I'm not doing it anymore. I'm just simply not doing it anymore. I'm no longer on bad terms with anyone. Dislike me all by your lonesome. I wish you the best, but I'm not beefing with you anymore. I'm not worrying anymore. I'm not stressing over it anymore. I'm not fighting about it anymore. Because at the end of the day, what it is going to be what it is. What energy you give to it is what it's going to be. And as adults and even kids, if they're fortunate enough at a young age to grasp this concept, you have to grow to a place where you know what? I'm just not doing certain things anymore. My aunt used to tell me that once you turn 50, you get the kind of forget it, I'm 50 attitude. Well, sometimes you need to grasp that concept at any age. I'm over it. I'm not doing it anymore. I'm not beefing or conflicting with people over small things that are null and void. And you know how it is. Sometimes we have those family members, or sometimes it may be even us. It's almost like they carry around a hit list or a gun with all the bullets, and the bullets have people's names on them. Like, wait a minute, I'm not talking to you for that. I'm mad at you for that. Oh, I forgot. I'm not even supposed to speak to you right now. You know, sometimes you got to get to a place in your life where you just say, I'm not doing that anymore. It's not progressive. It has stunted me up until this point. I'm not holding any grudges. It happened in our past. I forgive you for it, or I just don't want to deal with you about it anymore. Or maybe I've asked you for forgiveness and you haven't forgiven me. But if you have not, oh well, I'm just not doing it anymore. Time is of the essence, and where we're headed, we don't have time to be worried about certain things. We don't have time to be remembering who in the room we're not supposed to deal with, who in the room we're not supposed to partner with, because your destiny is connected to where you're going. It's connected to those people in the room. So you don't have time to be worrying and spending all of this aimless time dealing with things that you don't have the power to control in the first place. And so sometimes we just need to declare with in ourselves. This has nothing to do with making declarations amongst other people for accountability, but personal accountability. Look yourself in the mirror and say, you know what? I'm not doing it anymore. I'm not on bad terms with anybody else. I'm not beefing. I'm not hating. I'm not stressing. I'm not worrying. And once you have that come to Jesus moment within yourself, everything within you will begin to align. And as you find yourself in situations where you once were reactionary based on where you were, you will react differently and respond differently. And so where you once would, you know, have some type of confrontation, you won't, because you're in a different space. So that's your fresh inspiration for today. That's your challenge, not just for you, but even for myself. I'm not worrying. I'm not stressing. I'm not beefing. I've cried my last tear over all of that. Remember to cheat on your fears, break up with your doubts, get engaged to your faith, and marry those dreams. Bishop Paul Morton cried my last tear.